今天是我们教会一年一度的主日学主日。
Today is the annual Sunday School Sunday today.
那么我们要纪念这个日子最好的方法就是继续的学习跟遵守神的话语。
So the best way to observe this day is to continue to study and obey God's word.
等一下两点半我们请这些有小孩子在儿童主日学的家长们我们上完会以后就赶快去107的教室。
So right after service at 2:30, we ask all the parents, if you have children in the Sunday school, to go over to room 107 for the parent-teacher conference.
我想等你们来了以后才一起开始。
So they will wait for you there to get started.
今天我们要继续学习神的话语。
We will continue to study God's words today.
今天我们的题目是爱的丈夫和顺服的妻子。
So the topic today is a loving husband and submissive wife.
神在这段经文里面制定了丈夫跟妻子的角色和责任。
So in this passage, God has ordained the roles and responsibilities of wives and husbands.
可是任何讲员今天要讲这个题目，特别是顺服的妻子，将会碰到好几个障碍。
However, if any speaker who would like to speak regarding the submissive wife will run into some obstacles.
第一个障碍是今天的文化背景。
So the first one is today's culture background.
今天是个个人主义的时代。
So this is a time for individualism.
也是个自由解放的时代。
It's also a kind of self-deliberating.
顺服这个字听了很不顺耳。
The word of submissive is not very comfortable.
并且这个字是蛮有闪动性的字眼。
It kind of word that stir up a lot of emotions.
你听了以后你马上就会想到压迫。
If you heard it, you automatically thought about oppression.
或者是镇压。
Or to suppression.
或者是统治。
Or to control.
一个人要教导这个题目。
If you want to teach this topic,
很容易给听的人有误解，甚至被批评。
Often lead to other people to misunderstand him or even criticize him.
第二个障碍。
The second obstacle.
是过去所发生的事情。
It's what happened in the past.
因为两千多年以来。
Since the last 2,000 years.
这段经文常常给有罪跟发款的男人曲解跟误用。
Oftentimes, these passages are misused.By men who are crazy.
举个比方。
For example,
有一个先生。
There was a husband.
听到这段经文以后。
After he heard this passage.
回到家里。
After he get home.
就很神气地告诉他太太说。
And then he told his wife.
圣经说。
Bible says.
我是老板，你什么都不是。
I am the boss and you are nothing.
太太没有回答他。
Wife didn't respond.
他又再重复一次。
He repeated.
圣经说我是老板，你什么都不是。
Bible says I am the boss and you are nothing.
太太抬头看他，顶他一句话。
And the wife lifted up her head and said,
哦，那真了不起哦。
Oh, that is great.
一个什么都不是的老板，他自己还是什么都不是。
So a boss of nothing is still nothing.
两千来这句的真理常常给男人曲解跟误用。
So in the 2000 years, oftentimes this verse has been misused or even misunderstood by men.
神圣洁的话语
God's holy word
到了这些宗教的发款人的身上
When they go to those who are crazy people
或者说宗教的野人的身上
or the wild man of religion,
常常造成很大的伤害
often cause a lot of harm.
你听了很多太太被伤害的事情
you heard many wives being hurt.
你看到很多太太被伤害的故事
you have read many stories about wives being hurt.
你会不想讲这个真理
so you do not want to preach.
你也不想听这个真理
you don't want to listen to this truth.
但是邪恶或精神错乱的男人
But even evil with men who are out of their minds
他们曲解跟误用神的真理
They misuse or misunderstand God's truth
却不是把神的话语丢掉的一个原因。
It's not a reason just to forget God's word.
就好像我们今天有人曲解误用救恩的道理。
It's the same. People may misunderstand the truth of salvation.
并不表示我们不是继续的传福音。
It doesn't mean we'll not continue to preach the gospel.
第三个障碍。
So the third obstacle.
我们对当时保罗讲话的背景有误解。
We misunderstood the background of when Paul said about this.
我们以为保罗一定是个大男人主义。
So we thought Paul maybe is a male chauvinist.
他当时那个社会里面，他当然这样讲嘛。
In those days, of course he would say that.
他今天如果在这里，他就不会这样讲。
If he's here today, he wouldn't say it.
可是这不是保罗为什么讲这段话的原因。
But this is not the reason why Paul spoke of this.
保罗讲这句话，你可以说他是用心良苦啊。
Paul said this because he meant very well.
首先，你看到他对妻子的教导只有三个圣经节。
You can see that there's only three Bible verses that he used to teach wives.
22, 23, 24.
So 22, 23, and 24.
但对丈夫的教导。
But the teachings for his husband.
是一倍以上的圣经节。
It's almost twice as much.
从25节到31节。
From verse 25 to 31.
保罗教导先生的章数比太太多。
So Paul taught more to the husband than he did to the wife.
第二个。
The second.
如果你觉得太太顺服丈夫这个标准太高了。
If you think the standard for wife to be submissive to husband is too high.
你需要知道。
You need to know.
保罗要丈夫爱他太太这个标准是更高的。
Paul asked the husband to love their wife. That standard is even higher.
因为保罗要丈夫爱太太的爱是愿意为他死的爱。
Because the love that Paul wants husband to have for the wife is love to death.
保罗这样的教导你和我，因为这是圣经的真理。
The reason Paul taught us.It's because this is the truth of the Bible.
今天我们婚姻上有不和。
Today we have disharmony in marriages.
或者没有达到100%的构想。
Or it didn't reach the dream we had 100%.
来自人对这段圣经节的无知。
It came because of our ignorance regarding this passage.
或者是 distortion 曲解。
Or is we.
Distortion, 或者是傲慢式的不肯接受
or we just proudly not accepting it.
因为我们有罪，我们那个自私反叛的罪性。
Because we have a sin nature, so we are selfish and we want to rebel.
要达到一个健康的婚姻，我们需要再次回到圣经。
In order to have a healthy marriage, we need to return to the Bible.
但是请注意一件事情，这段圣经节在以弗所书当中的位置。
We need to pay attention to the position of this passage in the book of Ephesians.
首先在这段圣经节之前有15节到20节。
Before this, from verse 15 to verse 20.
15节到20节里面有个中心题目是在18节。
There is a central theme. The theme is in verse 18.
十八节的主题要被圣灵充满。
The theme of verse 18, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满表示说我愿意靠着圣灵行事。
To be filled by the Spirit means we want to walk according to the Spirit.
但一位基督徒的妻子愿意靠着圣灵行事他才有办法顺服自己的丈夫。
Only if a Christian wife, she wants to walk according to the Spirit, then she will be submissive to the husband.
同样的，一位丈夫，基督徒丈夫，他只有靠着圣灵行事，他才能够真的爱他的妻子。
Similarly, a Christian husband, he can only love his wife if he walks.According to the Spirit.
所以保罗先讲圣灵充满。
So Paul spoke of being filled by the Spirit.
然后他连续的教导三种人有关于顺服的道理。
And then he teaches three kinds of reasons for submissiveness.
他提到妻子。
He mentioned about the wife.
第六章第一节第四节提到儿女。
So in chapter 6, he mentioned about children.
然后第五节到第九节提到做仆人的。
And in verse 5, he talked about the slave.
但说完了以后,从第十节开始,他又讲一段经文。
And from verse 10, he started a new passage.
说属灵的征战,
the armor of God.
换句话说,
in other words,
妻子的顺服跟丈夫的爱妻子,
the submissiveness of the wife and the love of the husband.
以及以后如何管教儿女,
also, how you're going to discipline your children.
或如何对待员工跟对待这个上司,
or how to treat your bosses or treat your subordinates.
都是我们每天面对的属灵征战。
It's a spiritual war we face every day.
我们只有靠圣灵行事。
We can only by walking according to the Spirit.
以及知道撒旦要破坏我们人与人之间的关系。
And knowing that Satan wanted to destroy our interpersonal relationship.
所以我们需要紧紧地依靠圣灵跟神的话语来打仗。
So we can only use God's words and the Spirit to resist Satan.
只有这样的思想,
only such kind of thinking.
你才有办法达到美满的婚姻。
Then you can have a perfect marriage.
我们今天看第一讲,
that's where the first talk today.
我们看顺服的妻子,
we'll look at the submissive wife.
下礼拜我们看爱的丈夫。
Next week we're going to talk about the loving husband.
我们先看第一大点,
have a look at the first point.
顺服的意义,
the meaning of submission.
这是在22节,
this is in verse 22.
我们先看哪些不是的。
Let's look at what is not the meaning.
首先, 顺服不是服从。
So, submissive is not to be obedient.
保罗提到其他两组人, 儿女跟仆人的时候, 保罗用的字是服从。
When Paul mentioned the slaves and children, he used the word obedient.
我们和合本把它翻成听从, 就服从的意思, obey.
It's to obey.
服从的意思你不想做也需要做。
Obey means if you don't want to do it, you have to do it.
但保罗在第五章22节用的是顺从这个字。
But the word Paul used in 5:22 is submissive.
因为妻子跟丈夫的关系是个特别的关系。
Because the relations between husband and wife is a special one.
不像前面这两组人的关系。
It's unlike the other two kind of people.
因为妻子是丈夫的伴侣跟帮手。
So because the wife is the companion and the helper of the husband.
第二个不是,
the second no.
也不是丈夫讲话,
it's not when husband talks.
我心情好, 我高兴, 我同意, 我就接受。
If I feel good, I agree with it, I will accept.
我如果不是这样, 我就置之不理。
If I'm not happy, I just ignore it.
我哪能高兴要做什么我就做什么。
I will continue to do whatever I wish.
不是这个意思。
It's not that meaning.
我们看至少这两种不是。
We can at least this as two now.
我们看看什么是, 什么意义。
What is the meaning?
顺服原来希腊字的字根。
The Greek word root. For the word submissive.
他的意思我又打在你们节目单上面, 是用英文写的。
It's already printed on the program in English.
请点点念一下, 读了吗?
To line oneself up under.
换句话说, 是把你自己摆在某一个人的权柄之下, 你好像排队一样。
So just to line yourself under someone's authority.
这是个军事上的用词。
So this is the military use.
这个用词的意思表示说你愿意放弃自己的权利跟意识。
This means you are willing to give up your own right and will.
来接受他的命令跟指挥。
And accept his direction and leadership.
所以这个字的意思你可以说也在你们节目单上面是把自己处在一个次要的地位之下。
So it also means to subordinate oneself.
换句话说, 你们做妻子的要顺服丈夫,
in other words, when wives to be submissive to husband,
乃是因为妻子愿意放弃自己的权利跟意志,
because the wives willingly, voluntarily give up their rights and their will.
接受丈夫的指挥，
accepting God's husband's directions,
她愿意把自己摆在丈夫的权柄之下。
So they're willing to place themselves under the authority of husband.
顺服这个字不像服从。
So submissive is not the same as obedience.
这个字有那种自愿、自动的意思。
So it's a voluntary in nature.
不是被逼的、被强迫。
It's not being forced to it.
保罗在这边提醒妻子们。
So Paul here reminds us a wife.
他说你们顺服自己的丈夫，自己的丈夫。
So you are submissive to your own husband.
这是个很亲密的称呼。
This is a very intimate calling.
不是别人的。
It's not others.
不是某一个人的。
It's not another person.
乃是我自己的。
It's my own.
是神赐给我的。
It's what God gives me.
而我是他的帮手。
And I am his helper.
然后保罗又继续说。
And Paul continues.
如同顺服主。
It's like a submissive to your Lord.
这并不表示说丈夫就是像耶稣基督一样。
It doesn't mean husbands are like Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督是救主。
Because Jesus Christ is Savior.
但丈夫不是救主。
But husbands are not Saviors.
那保罗讲什么？
So what's Paul saying?
保罗说如同顺服主究竟什么意思？
What does it mean when it submits you like submissive to Christ?
当一位基督徒的妻子。
To be a wife of a Christian.
她愿意主动地顺服她的先生。
He voluntarily submits herself to husband.
那她便是顺服耶稣基督。
That means she is submissive to Christ.
因为是耶稣基督制定了这个婚姻。
Because this marriage was ordained by Christ.
因为是他制定了夫妻的角色。
Because Christ ordained the role of husbands and wives.
我们明城有位很出名的美国牧师。
There was a very famous pastor in Minneapolis.
是伯利恒教会的牧师。
He's the pastor of Bethlehem Baptist.
他的英文名字叫 John Piper.
That's his name, John Piper.
他又把顺服再次的做一个结论。
He also made a conclusion on the word submission.
打在你们节目单上面。
Printed on your program.
请评你念一下。
According to John Piper, submission is the divine calling of a wife to honor and affirm her husband's leadership and help to carry it through according to her gifts.
这句话告诉顺服有三方面的意义。
Here we have three meanings regarding submission.
第一个。
First,
这是神对太太的一个呼召。
So this is divine calling of wife.
是神给她的一个责任。
It's a responsibility given by God.
第二个。
The second.
她的心态是要尊敬跟肯定先生的领导力。
So the attitude for the wife is to honor and affirm the husband's leadership.
第三方面的意义。
And the third meaning.
根据她的恩赐。
According to her gift.
他要实际的帮助先生来完成。
So she will actually carry it to completion.
我们在下一讲里面还会再回到这个丈夫的角色。
We shall return to talk about husband's role next time.
我们看了顺服的意义，我们看第二大点顺服的理由或原因。
Now we're going to look at the reason for submission.
我们刚才背的圣经经里面哥罗西书三章十八十九节
We just read in Colossians chapter 3:8-9
他说妻子顺服丈夫这在主里面是相宜的
Do you want me to read it? Okay. It says that for the wife submit to your husband as is fitting in the Lord
就是很合适的
It's very fitting
但是这边没有解释为什么合适。
But it did not explain why it's a fitting.
保罗在第五章以弗所书第五章二十三节有解释。
So Paul explained this in Ephesians 5:23.
我们看一下。
Let's read it.
第一个理由。
The first reason.
是头。
Husband is the head.
他说因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同。基督是教会的头， 我们很容易了解头跟身体的关系，是吧？
We can understand the relationship between the head and the body.
头要计划，头要要筹划，要领导。
So the head will plan and will lead.
身体需要接受头的指挥。
So the body needs to accept the leadership of the head.
不然这个人体一定有毛病。
Otherwise, your body will have trouble.
在过去四十年。
In the past 40 years,
特别在美国,
especially in the United States,
有所谓女权运动,
so there was a women's liberation right.
起先有她好的动机,
they had a good motive,
但后来已经超过圣经的标准,
but eventually it went beyond the standard of the Bible.
许多的妇女受到这种错误的影响,
many women were influenced by this wrong thinking.
她们不肯接受先生的领导。
They are unwilling to accept the leadership of the husband.
这些人又不能说圣经里面没有讲。
They cannot say the Bible didn't say so.
那怎么办？
So what can they do?
他们想要曲解这句话。
So they misunderstand, they want to misquote this one.
或者把它解释掉算了。
Or just to explain away.
所以有人便这么说。
Someone says this.
头啊，这个字。
The word head.
其实不是指权柄啊。
It doesn't mean authority.
乃是指源头或者是起源。
It means the source, the origin.
就好像说我们说一条河的源头。
As if this is the origin of a river.
或者说我们水源哈 fountainhead.
Which is the source, fountain source.
他们就这样的解释。
They explain that way.
说头不是代表权柄。
So the head is not authority.
但是一个出名的神学家。
But there's a famous theologian.
叫做 Dr. Wayne Grudem.
That's his name, Wayne Grudem.
他去研究希腊文头这个字。
He studied the word head in Greek.
不管是宗教的文件或非宗教的文件。
Whether it's religious or non-religious document.
他查了一下。
He studied research.
在2336次当中。
In about 2,336 instances,
每次当头这个字出现的时候
every time when the word head occurred,
都是指权柄
it always meant authority,
不是指源头
it doesn't mean the source.
妻子要顺服丈夫的一个原因
so one reason for the wife to be submissive to husband,
因为丈夫是神所命定的权柄的来源
Because husband is what God ordained to be the source of authority.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
先生不但是头，他有他的领导地位。
Not only the husband is the head, he also has a position to be the leader.
或者是 headship.
Or the headship.
这是在二十三节后半边。
It's on the second half of verse 23.
他又是教会全体的救主。那么这是指耶稣基督在教会里面的领导地位。
Here is referring to the leadership of Christ in the church.
既然丈夫要效法耶稣
Since the husband to imitate Christ.
那么丈夫也需要知道他的领导地位。
The husband also know about his leadership.
耶稣怎么样领导？
How did Christ lead?
二十三节这边说是救主。
Here says the Savior.
这是一种仆人领袖的姿态。Servant leadership.
So this is a servant leadership.
耶稣借着服事。
So Jesus through his ministry serving.
来领导他的教会。
To lead the church.
他领导到一个地步，他愿意为他们死。
To the point he's willing to die for them.
这种仆人的心态。是丈夫领导的样式。
So this servant attitude is the model for the husband.
我们看两处的圣经节。
Let's look at two passages.
马可福音十章四十五节。
Mark chapter 10.
四十五节。
45, verse 45.
马可福音十章四十五节。
Mark 10, verse 45.
找到以后我们一起念一下。
We shall read this together.
马可福音十章四十五节
Mark 10:45
我们一起来
Let's read
因为人子来 并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的束价。这个人子是耶稣基督。
This son of man is Jesus Christ.
他的领导的样式是服侍。
So his model for leading is to serve.
并且到一个地步为人舍命。
And to the point he would die for people.
我们再看一次圣经节。
I read another passage.
路加福音。
Luke.
22章。
Verse
22. 26到27节。
Verse
26
to 27.
路加福音二十二章二十六到二十七节。
Luke 22:26-27.
找到以后，我们一起来读这一段圣经节。
Let's also read this together.
路加福音二十二章二十六节，我们一起来。但你们不可这样，你们里头为大的，倒要像年幼的；为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。耶稣的领导形式跟今天的世界上不一样。
The way that Jesus' leadership is different from today's leadership in the world.
他是抱这个服侍人的心态。
His attitude is to serve people.
先生们，
So husband,
你在你妻子的身上有领导的地位。
You have a leadership over your wife.
只是你要学习耶稣的领导样式。
But you need to learn follow Jesus' way of leading.
你不能仿照某一个公司的主管或大老板。
You cannot imitate a head of a company.
你乃是要顺服耶稣的样式。
You need to be submissive to Jesus.
如果你真是个仆人领袖。
If you are truly a servant leader,
你知道你的领导地位 有限制的。
You will know the limitations of your leadership.
第一个限制，
The first limitation.
你不能命令神所限制的。
You cannot order what God has
forbid,
forgive.
禁止啊 forbid. 或者说你不能禁止神所命令的。
Or you cannot forbid what God has ordered.
神如果说要做，
If God says we have to do it,
你不能告诉太太说不做。
You cannot tell her wife not to do it.
如果神说不能做，
If God says you cannot do it,
你不能告诉太太说可以做。
You cannot tell wife you can do it.
第二个限制，
The second limit,
你不能自私的用在自己的身上。
You cannot use it selfishly for yourself.
只是为自己打算，
you just think for yourself,
变成一个暴君。
To become a ruler.
我记得小时候我在台湾看一个电影，
I remember seeing a movie when I was young.
黑白片的，
It's black and white.
泰山的电影，
It's Tarzan's movie.
每次的泰山跟他太太争论的时候，
Every time when Tarzan argued with his wife,
要太太听他的，
He wants his wife to listen to him.
泰山就拍拍他的胸脯啊，
So Tarzan with his chest on his pump on his chest.
我是泰山啊。
Is I am Tarzan.
你是 Jane.
You are Jane.
所以你要听我的。
So you have to listen to me.
这个是自私的使用领导地位。
So that's a selfish use of the leadership.
先生不能仿照外面。
So husbands cannot imitate others.
但是同时，如果你有领导地位，你也负很大的责任。
So if you have leadership, you also have a great responsibility.
因为责任跟权柄总是连在一起的。
Because responsibility and authority always come together.
你们记得在创世纪第三章。
Remember in chapter 3 of Genesis.
当亚当跟夏娃都犯了罪。
When both Adam and Eve sinned.
神找谁算账？
Who did?God blamed.
神只找亚当。
God looked for Adam.
他要负担妻子的责任。
So he has to be responsible for his wife.
我想到几年前我在 Milwaukee 工作的时候。
I remember when I was working in Milwaukee several years ago.
我认识一个总工，一个那个总经理跟资深的副总裁。
I know one of the senior vice presidents.
他负责一个分公司。
he is in control of a branch office.
一个 division.
一个 division.
我如果没有记错的话，他一年他那个 division 一年的销售额是$500,000。
If I don't, if I remember the revenue for his division is $60 million.
他手下有好几个副总裁。
He has many vice presidents under him.
有管工程部的。
There is some was for engineers.
有制造部的。
Some are production.
有国外部的。
Some are international.
我也认得这几个副总裁。
I know those vice presidents.
他们在私下跟我谈话的时候都讲到同一件事情。
When we just talk amongst ourselves, they always say one thing.
他说他们的总经理。
She said their head.
每次碰到他们有部门有问题。
Whenever the difficulty in their division.
就把他们找来。
To call them.
或打电话给他。
Or call us.Phone them,
他说每次讲差不多同样的话
they would always say the same thing.
他们都每个人都记得
Everyone remembered.
总经理讲这样的话
He says,
某某人
So and so
你是看管这个部门的
You are in charge of this program.
现在出了问题
Now there's a problem.
你要负责任
You are responsible.
责任跟权柄都是在一起的
The responsibility always comes with authority.
不能分开的
You cannot separate them.
如果是这样的情形
If this is true,
一个聪明的丈夫
so a wise husband,
当他要做一些困难的决定的时候
when he's making difficult decisions,
他不会单打独斗
he will not just do it up single-handed,
他一定会和妻子好好的讨论
he will discuss with his wife,
参考他的意见
seeking her opinion,
并且这位丈夫、啊、
and this husband,
他会有一个谦卑的心
he will also have a humble mind.
一方因为一方面他认识到自己的责任
because he knows his responsibility.
一方面认识到自己容易犯错
and also realize he can make mistakes.
所以他会依靠神
so he would depend on God.
不依靠自己的聪明跟过去的经验
he will not depend on his own wisdom and past experiences.
先生们
So for husband,
你的领导地位是要模仿耶稣基督。
So your leadership should imitate Jesus Christ.
耶稣在领导教会的时候，他常常做两件事情。
Jesus usually do two things when he lead the church.
第一件事情
，the first，
他为教会祷告。
He'll pray for the church.
第二件事情
，the second，
他用神的话语。
He used God's word.
我们看一看圣经节。
Let's look at the Bible.
约翰福音十七章
John 17
15-19
Verses 15-19
约翰福音十七章15-19
John 17 verses 15-19
我找到以后我们一起来念
Let's read this together
OK 一起来我不求叫你他们离开世界，只求保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我们看到耶稣基督为教会的祷告。
We can see Christ's prayer for the church.
叫他们保守这个圣洁。
That they need to keep sanctified.
不受魔鬼的引诱。
Will not be tempted by evil.
然后是七节。
Verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
耶稣用神的话语。
Jesus used God's word.
先生们。
So husband.
如果你没有经常的为妻子跟家人代祷。
If you have not constantly pray for wives and family members.
为他们的需要代祷。
Pray for their needs.
为他们的长进代祷。
Pray for their growth.
为他们的圣洁代祷。
Pray for their holiness.
为他们不受世界的影响代祷。
Pray them to not be affected by the evil world.
那你不但没有做领导。
Not only you didn't fulfill leadership.
你甚至是在犯罪。
You are actually committing sin.
因为你没有遵守神的命令。
Because you didn't follow God's command.
先生们。
So for husband.
如果你自己没有花时间在圣经上面。
If you yourself did not spend time in the Bible.
如果你有空便看电视。
If you have time to watch TV.
上网路。
Go onto the internet.
看录影带。
Watch videotape.
运动打球。
So exercise and play ball.
那你没有办法成为你妻子的祝福。
Then you cannot be a blessing for your wife.
你可能自身难保，一直往下沉。
You can't even protect yourself. You will be sinking.
更谈不到你在家里怎么样领导你的妻子。
So you can just forget about leading your wife in the home.
先生们。
So for husband.
像耶稣这样领导的样式是今天很缺乏的。
Today, there's a great lacking such a leadership like Jesus.
在教会里面也是一样。
It's the same in the church.
但是先生们。
But for husbands.
不管过去怎么样。
It doesn't matter regarding the past.
不管我们过去失败的多惨。
Doesn't matter how much we failed.
我们可以从今天开始。
We can starting today.
这是个新的一天。
This is a new day.
圣经说旧事已过都变成新的了。
So the Bible says all things are past and all are new.
只要你肯往上走。
It's if you're willing to go upward.
神会祝福你。
God will bless you.
给你力量。
Give you the strength.
那你能靠着他的带领。
So you can be using his leadership.
成为你妻子跟你家庭的祝福。
Become a blessing for your wife and for your family.
这个 John Piper 牧师也给这种领导地位、领导职务下个蛮好的定义。
So, Pastor John Piper also gave a definition for the leadership.
我们再复习一下。
Let's review it.
请偏脸念一次。
Headship is the divine calling of a husband to take a primary responsibility for Christ-like servant leadership, protection and provision in the home.
也许用中午可以这样的翻译，我来讲一下。领导地位是神对一位丈夫的呼召，他要承担主要的责任，他在家里有像基督仆人的领导力、保护和供应。我们下次提到丈夫的角色的时候，我们会再回到这个问题。
We'll return to this next time when we talk about the role of husband.
我们看第三大点。
The third point.
顺服的性质。
The nature of submission.
Okay, 请你们英文的话改一个字，不是 for, 而是 of.、Okay.
So this correction is a typo in your program on the English.
我们看二十三节。
Verse 23.
对不起，二十四节。
Verse 24.
他说教会怎样顺服基督。妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫，请对你念一下。
As the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
这边提到凡事。
In everything, it says.
这可以说是个顺服的性质。
So this is one of nature of submission.
可是对这个字我们要注意到几件事情。
But we need to pay attention to several things.
首先有两个错误。
First, there are two errors.
第一个错误。
The first.
认为妻子是下等的人。
So they consider wives as inferior.
认为说男人跟女人一比，女人是下等的，或者是二等公民。
So they're thinking of wives are second class citizens.
那糟糕了。
That would be in trouble.
不但不能半边天。
You cannot even have a hold the half the sky.
可能四分之一天都达不到。
Possibly they can't even hold one quarter of the sky.
这是错误的想法。
That's wrong thinking.
男人跟女人都是造神的形象造的。
All men or women are created in God's image.
没有高低的差别。
There's no higher or lower differences.
两个人在神的面前地位是一样的。
So their position in front of God are equal.
难怪保罗有一次这么讲。
That's why once Paul said this.
请我们看加拉太书。
Let's go to Galatians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
三章二十八节。
Galatians 3:28.
第三章二十八节说，加拉太书并不分犹太人、新尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。这些人不管是什么样的背景，
It doesn't matter what their background, for all these people,
在神的面前价值都一样。
They have the same value in God.
地位都一样。
They have the same position in God.
所以过去一位英国的著名传道人叫 John Stott。
So there was a very famous British evangelist by name John Stott.
他讲过一句话在你们节目单上面。
He said something that's printed on the program.
请陪你念一下。
He says, equality of worth is not equality of role.
我们中文可以说价值的相等而不是角色的相等。这角色跟价值是两回事情。
So there are two different things. Value and role. Worth and role.
今天的社会要求夫妻的角色要一样。
Today's society requires husband and wife have the same role.
甚至角色可以互换。
Or they can even interchange the roles.
如果角色不一样。
If the roles are different.
他们认为便有下等的人。
Then they think they are inferior.
这是有罪的人想出一个有罪的思想。
So this is a simple thought by the simple man.
第一种错误是认为女人是下等的。
One type of error is consider women as inferior.
第二种错误是奴隶式的服从。
The second is considered to be slavishly obedient.
有些妻子说，既然我要凡事顺服丈夫。
So some wives say, since I have to submit to everything.
那我什么都不讲。
Then I will not say anything.
什么意见也不给。
I will not give any opinion.
他要我做什么我就做什么。
I'll do whatever he asks me.
甚至犯罪的事他要我做我也做。
Even though he asks me to commit crime, I will do it.
这是错误的。
That's wrong thinking.
举个比方。
For example.
你今天晚上回到家里。
When you go home tonight.
电话响了。
The phone rings.
你拿起太太拿起电话。
So your wife answers.
哦，是个先生的朋友。
He was a friend for the husband.
他来找先生。
He wants to talk to the husband.
所以太太对丈夫说：“某某人找你。
”So what? So and so is looking for you.
先生说。
The husband says.
告诉他说我不在。
Tell him I'm not home.
你太太你需要告诉先生。
So, you as your wife, you should.
你要告诉他，你自己告诉他。
If you want to tell him, you tell me yourself.
犯罪的事情不要帮先生做。
So don't commit a crime for your husband.
或者。
Or.
明年四月份。
Next April.
你们要报税。
You have to do your income tax.
或者最近你们在申请一个政府的补助。
Or you're applying for government assistance.
你知道在一些地方先生造假了。
Many places the husbands commit false information.
如果你知道
If you know,
你不能无所谓。
You cannot just ignore it.
你不能说先生要你签字你就签字。
You cannot sign it just because husband asked to sign it.
你需要告诉先生我不能签。
You need to tell him that you don't want to sign it.
我不能在罪上成为你的扳手。
I cannot be a helper for you in crime.
如果你有问题我们一起去找牧师谈一下。
If you have a problem, let's go talk with the pastor together.
不是奴隶式的服从。
It's not a slavishly
你是先生的伴侣跟帮手。
You are your husband's helper and companion.
当你先生要犯罪的时候。
But when your husband wants to commit crime,
你需要警告他。
You need to warn him.
第二个道理，心态是个关键。
The second, attitude is the key.
有一句英文话说得很好。
This English says it well.
在节目单上面。
It's printed in the program.
不过多了一个英文字，请你们拿掉。
So they add one word, you need to take it off.
是在 not so much as、as 把它拿掉。
So under not so much the word as you can take that off.
好吧，请陪你念一次。
Submission is not so much acts as attitude.
也许这句话的英中文翻译可以这么说：顺服不只是行动，更是心态。顺服不只是行动，更是心态。有的妻子 他的顺服是由他为了其他的理由。
Some her wives who are submissive for other reasons.
为了家里的平安。
Because of peace in the family.
为了儿女。
For children.
为了父母亲。
For parents.
为了邻居。
For neighbors.
为了某一件事情需要他完成。
Because something they need to be completed.
可是当孩子们长大离开家以后。
But after the children grown up and left home.
当父母亲不在的时候。
When parents died.
当邻居搬走以后。
When neighbors moved.
当那件事情完成以后
all the things are completed,
那又怎么样呢
then what happens?
如果心态不对
if the attitude is not right,
表面上正确的行动是没有真正的意义
so the superficial action on the surface has no meaning,
也不能耐久的
it won't last long.
你要怎么样把这种心态的真理应用到我们日常生活当中呢
How are you going to apply such attitude in the daily life?
让我举个比方。
Let me give you an example.
比如说我现在要为我的家庭做了一个很不好的决定。
For example, if I made a bad decision for my family.
伊斯姆知道了。
Mrs. E knows.
那个时候她要表示她对我的顺服。
At that time, if she wants to be submissive to me.
她就可以这样对我说。
She can tell me.
说我知道你为这件事想了很久。
I know you have thought a lot for this.
我要谢谢你的辛苦。
I want to thank your labor.
当你主动的为我们在筹划这些事情。
When you actively plan for us.
我很喜欢。
I like it.
但是我对这事情的决定。
But the way you made the decision.
我心里不平安。
I'm not peace with it.
我想我们需要再商量一下。
I think we need to talk more.
好不好今天晚上我们就找个时间讨论一下
Maybe we should find a time tonight to discuss it
好不好
Is that okay?
他想用这样的心态来表示说我愿意尊敬跟肯定您的领导力
He used this attitude to say I'm honor and affirm your leadership
这不是我造出来的比喻
This is not an example I made it up
伊斯姆的确有这样的做
ThisMrs. Yi has done so.
有时候让我觉得很惭愧。
Sometimes making me feel shame.
让我知道我更需要小心我的决定。
Let me know that I need to be very careful with my decisions.
当一个太子因为妻子有这样的心态。
When a wife has such an attitude.
她心态对了，她的话语也会对。
If his attitude is right, her words will be right.
她想要尊敬跟肯定先生的领导力。
She wants to honor and affirm the husband's leadership.
也许我们当中有人心里会想。
Maybe someone of you may think.
如果我的先生僭用 abuse 他的领导地位，我怎么办
？If my husband abuses leadership, what can I do?
对于嫁给一个不讲理的丈夫。
If you married someone who is an irrational husband.
或极其困难先生的妻子。
Or you have become wife of a very difficult husband.
我是非常的同情。
I have great sympathy for you.
我可以想象这位妻子的处境。
I can imagine her position.
一方面她要面对先生经常的打击。
On one hand, she faces the attack by the husband all the time.
一方面她又想要讨神的喜欢，活出圣经的原则。
On the other hand, he wants to please God and live out the Bible's principles.
他每天就活在这么很紧张的压力的状况之下。
So she lives in great tension and every day.
我们是知道一件事情。
We know one thing.
在这个堕落的世界当中。
In this depraved world.
要过个敬虔的生活。
If you want to live a holy life,
是很不容易。
It's very difficult.
只能够完全地依靠神的恩典才能度过。
You can only depend on God's grace to pass this.
在这种极困难情况之下。
And such a difficult situation.
圣经也给我们两个原则。
Bible gives us two principles.
第一个原则。
The first.
只有神能改变人，人没有办法改变人。
Only God.Can change man. Man cannot change man.
这好像像一个三角形的关系一样。
It's like a triangular relationship.
神在上面。
God is on top.
下面的两边是你或你的先生。
So the bottom are you and your wife.
我们常常想走捷径。
We're also
shortcut.
This.
我就直接要改变先生。
I want to directly change the husband.
做不到。
We cannot do it.
你唯一可做的,
the only thing you can do
是经过神,
is through God.
让神来解禁他,
let God change.
你可以活出你的角色,
so you can live out your role.
你仍然对这个不讲理的先生带着一个尊敬的态度,
you can also have a respect for this unreasonable husband.
但是把你的痛苦,
but present your troubles,
灰心或惧怕,
your frustration, your fear.
带到神的面前,
bring them to God.
求神纪念你,
ask God to remember you.
求神帮助你,
ask God to help you.
使徒彼得讲过一句话,
Apostle Peter said,
我们看一下彼得前书,
let's go to 1 Peter,
第三章,
chapter 3,
第一节到第二节,
verses 1 and 2.
彼得前书第三章第一节到第二节,
Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
找到以后我们一起念,
let's read together.
彼得前书第三章第一节到第二节,
1 Peter chapter 3 1 and 2.
一起来,
let's read.
你们做妻子的, 要顺服自己的丈夫, 这样, 若有不信从道理的丈夫, 他们虽然不听到, 也可因妻子的品行被感化过来。 谢谢。 不信从道理丈夫, 甚至不接受神道理, 或者是没有信主的丈夫。
For the husbands who are unbelievers, who are unwilling to accept God's word,
这是神给受痛苦的, 妻子们的一个应许。
This is a promise God gave to the wife.
你可以把人生以后的目标,
you can put your purpose in life.
神啊, 我要做彼得前书这本所教导的。
So God, I want to live the way that's taught by Peter in the first Peter.
请你做我的避难所。
Please be my sanctuary.
请你成为我的盾牌。
Please be my shield.
请你成为我的帮助。
Please be my help.
以及随时的给我的力量。
And you can all constantly give me my strength.
我们需要记住, 人不能改变人。
We need to remember, man cannot change man.
只有神能。
Only God can.
第二个原则,
so the second principle,
在这种困难的环境之下,
in a difficult situation,
我们需要记住, 婚姻只是神计划当中的一部分。
We need to remember marriage is only God's plan for salvation, one part of it.
婚姻不是人生的终点。
The marriage is not the end of life.
当你婚姻不顺利,
if your marriage is not harmony,
你的注意力很可能会全部集中在婚姻的事件上。
You may focus all your attention on your marriage.
你对其他事情没有兴趣。
You may lose interest in other things.
你对别人的需要你不关心。
You may not care for other people's needs.
但是我们需要记住,
but we need to remember,
地上的婚姻是暂时的。
The marriage in this world is only temporary.
我们两个人迟早会分开。
The two shall eventually separate.
因为有人, 我们会经过死亡,
because we may go through that. We will go through that.
就是再美满的婚姻,
even the most perfect,
仍然是暂时的,
is still temporary.
20年,
20 years,
40年,
40 years,
60年,
60 years,
迟早还是要过去,
eventually it shall all pass.
但是以后在天上,
but eventually in heaven,
如果你是得救的,
if you are saved,
你没有这种关系了,
you don't have such a relationship.
在天上是不嫁不娶, 像天使一样。
So in heaven there is no marriage, and just like angels.
地上的婚姻关系在那时候已经不存在了。
So the marriage on this earth shall no longer exist.
但是巴不得神今天,
so we can help but wish God,
让你活在地上,
let you live in this world.
你有一个更大的看见,
but have you see a greater image?
就是要为他做见证,
so it can be witness for him.
在一个不信神的环境当中为他做见证,
to be a witness in the environment where all unbelievers.
可能你不讲你的丈夫还没有信主,
maybe your husband is still not a believer yet.
你的儿女还没有信主,
your children are not believers.
你两边的父母亲还没有信主,
both sides of parents are not believers.
你四周的朋友知道的情形, 他们还没有信主,
your friends around you, they are not believers.
你可以把你注意的目标摆在神的身上,
so you can change your aim unto God.
让人家看到,
so people will see.
一位基督徒的妻子,
to be a wife as a Christian.
他因为信靠神,
he depends on God.
因为他知道以后的情形,
she knows what's going to happen.
因为他知道今世的短暂,
she knows this world is temporary.
他是怎么样面对自己切身的困难跟痛苦?
How can she face her own troubles and difficulties?
心态会决定你的言语。
So attitude would determine you.
我们再看最后一个两种极端。
That's the second of two extremes.
当人堕落以后，人的关系就被完全曲解了，歪曲了。
So after we fall, the relationship was misunderstood.
本来先生爱要爱他的太太。
The husband was supposed to love their wife.
但他的领导地位被两种极端代替了。
But his leadership was replaced by two extremes.
一种是统治。
One is to dominate.
一种是无可奈何。
The other one is
passivity.
我
的跟着太太走。
I'll just follow the wife.
她要做什么我就做什么。
I'll do whatever she does.
这两种极端都是你在向太太犯罪。
So these two extremes is you are committing sin to wife.
妻子也有同样的两种极端。
So the wife has two extremes too.
本来是应该热意的、主动的顺服丈夫。
You were supposed to be voluntarily, actively, obedient to the wife.
但现在一种极端。
But the one extreme.
就是篡夺、霸占了先生的领导力。
So it's a the unsuppressive.
Unsuppression.
Or it's unsuppression.
对。啊，现在你要抢夺过来。
So you just take over the control over your husband.
或者第二种极端就屈从。
The other one is servility.
他要我做什么我都做，都不过问。
I will do whatever he asks me to do.
这两种极端也是罪。
So the two extremes are sin.
只有当我们知道我们的罪性。
Only when we realize our sinful nature,
以及罪性会在婚姻当中造成什么样的迫害
and also what sin can destroy the marriage,
我们才能依靠神的能力去克服他们
then we can overcome through God's power.
今天我们看了第一讲
So today we have the first talk on marriage.
夫妻之间的关系是人与人之间关系最亲密跟最重要的关系。
The relationship between husband and wife is the most intimate relationship in humans.
一位爱的丈夫就像基督。
A loving husband is like a Christ.
一位顺服的妻子就像那个荣耀的教会。
So the submissive servant, wife is like the church.
这真是像圣经解说极大的奥秘啊
So this is the profound mystery of life.
这是我们没有办法想象得到
It's beyond our imagination.
所以先生们跟太太们
That's why for husbands and wives.
那我们一生努力
So we need to work hard.
凭着神的恩典
According to God's grace.
我们活出神在我们身上的角色
We can live out the role that God has for us.
我们成为对方的祝福。
We become the blessing for the others.
神得到他的荣耀。
And so they let them, God gets the glory.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
求主你继续的带领我们。
We ask the Lord continue to lead us.
让我们紧紧的跟随你。
So we can closely follow you.
让我们清楚地知道你给我们的特权跟责任。
Let us have a good understanding of the privilege and responsibility you have given us.
让你得到一切荣耀。
So that you may be glorified.
这是你创造我们的目的。
This is the reason for your creating us.
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.